From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Since the 100th anniversary of organised amateur radio, we've been making positive efforts to show our hobby to the public. Part of this campaign is to show the flag and, of course, give an opportunity to introduce new people to the hobby. Around a large part of the world, we have just joined with the scouting movement in Jamboree of the Air. Generally, discussions are aimed at recruiting the scouts and guides. This usually doesn't include the leaders, many of whom are interested in the hobby as an adjunct to their scouting activities. Remember that many scouts and guides enjoy gaining proficiency badges. Apart from the amateur radio operator's badge, there are also the communicator, technology, science and IT badges, which can all have a direct relationship to amateur radio. To learn more of the scouting badges, please follow the link in the text edition. Radio amateurs can offer assistance in attaining these badges, and who knows? Maybe we will gain new amateurs also. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 AM Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4 Bravo Golf Tango.
Hello, this is Doug Friend, VK4OE from the Brisbane VHF Group. As this broadcast goes to air, today is the day of the Brisbane VHF Group's Microwave Activity Day. The aim of the activity day is to foster and promote use of the many bands we have available above 1 GHz, as well as demonstrating the special fun and experiences there are in getting gear going for these bands and operating it on these frequencies. Things will get going about 10 AM this morning with a roll call on 144.150 MHz single sideband, and an eye will also be kept on the group's 2-metre repeater on 147 MHz for any potential operators who may only have that talkback medium available. In order to accommodate the wide variety of capabilities and gear that is around, different bands will be focused on in different time slots. 10 AM to 10:30 for 1296, 10:30 to 11 for 1296 and 2403 MHz, then 11 o'clock onwards for the higher bands, 3.4, 5.7 and 10.3 GHz. Liaison will always be on 144.150 or 147 MHz FM. The idea of using a VHF talkback channel or frequencies is well established in microwave operating practice around the world. As for where the action is happening, locations will be several in Greater Brisbane, as well as spread right around southeast Queensland from Toowoomba to Stradbroke Island, and from the Gold Coast hinterland to the Sunshine Coast and possibly Hervey Bay. A list of presently known operators and bands available will be accessible on the VK Logger Forum under Brisbane Microwave Activity Day in the Events, Field Days and Portable Operations section. So if the idea of amateur radio on the microwave bands interests you, or if you're just interested anyway, check out what's happening at a location near you by visiting or just listening on air. You're invited to get involved in this opportunity for microwave activity in southeast Queensland. This has been Doug Friend, VK4OE of the Brisbane VHF Group.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 AM local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Shuri, VK4FUQ.
G'day again from the Atherton Tablelands. This is Dale, VK4DMC for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club. Trek in a very wet far north Queensland. Trek members met yesterday for a social get-together and show-and-tell. This was followed by a management committee meeting of the club. The meeting was well attended and planning has started for the 2012 club year. Trek is also planning for the CQ Worldwide DX contest that will be held next weekend. This contest is one of the premier ham contests. We will be entering as a club and hope that the current solar conditions remain good. Members are looking forward to working some rare DX as this contest brings many ham stations out of the woodwork and onto the bands. Planning is underway for the spring VHF UHF Field Day contest to be held this year on the 26th and 27th of November. Trek will be operating again from Halloran's Hill in Atherton at Quebec Hotel 22 Romeo Romeo. Well, that's your lot for this week. Once again, don't forget to visit the Trek website at www.treclub.org.au for club information, and you can also download the latest monthly club news in Trek News. Past issues are also available on the site. This has been Dale, VK4DMC. Travel well.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.